Hey guys, it's another episode of Dougie and Espo, and this is a great episode. Kyle and myself answered questions that you sent us via email and Twitter. We were also live when we recorded this episode, so we took a lot of calls from fans that called in. This is a great episode. I hope you enjoy it. The Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore.
Live on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Kyle Esposito joins the Doug Survival Show. Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, and we are actually live. We are live, Kyle.
You're live?
Yeah.
Normally we pre-record these episodes, but we are live. We are answering fan questions, fan emails. If you want to send us a question on Facebook, you could give us a call at 732-806-1911, tweet us at RealDougSaraba, or follow us on all social media platforms, Saraba Broadcasting. Or if you have my personal number and would like to call that, you can. Kyle, this is going to be a great episode, buddy.
It is?
Yeah, I think so. We got fan interaction today.
Oh, gotta mess with the people.
We're not going to mess with them, but they sent us emails, questions.
No, I mean, like, the people have, you know, the people could be weird sometimes.
Oh, with a live show?
Yeah. Like, what if it gets a weird question?
Oh, then we hang up, but we don't answer it. But let's see what happens.
I don't know. I kind of want to answer them anyway. I kind of want to see what happens. I want to know.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, let's see what our producer got for us. Wonderful producer of Saraba Broadcasting, James Saraba. Thank you, James. All right.
I get my own paper, sweet.
Yeah, that's what our producer does for us. So you want to start with John from Pennsylvania?
Where's John from Pennsylvania?
He says, Kyle, I heard on last episode that you dropped out of college. I'm in that situation. How do I go about it to my parents?
Well, you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit off air, you know.
Yeah, you did this, yeah, and I didn't know that's how you went about it.
You know, this was the only question I saw. And I gave an answer, and it's as simple as this. Hold on. Let me try to be professional here and turn my sound off of my phone. You know. There you go. Doug's Ralph for show. Professional around these parts.
Thanks, Kyle.
So, you don't tell him.
How did Lisa react to that? I know how your mom reacts to things, so.
Well, all right. So, this happened, like, in November 2 years ago, right? I'm technically still a student at the university that I was at.
Oh, God.
Still technically one. I am probably, I would assume, academic probation. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. So,
academic probation.
So I did it one November with my best friend, and then, you know, I just went, you know, started working. I work every day practically, but, you know, today. That's why I'm here right now.
Yeah, this is the only time we do Dougie and Espo. Yeah. Wednesday.
Yes, this is the only time that I got. So, yeah. I mean, when I came out to that, you know, she was initially upset just because this came out.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I know how Lisa reacts. I've heard her stories.
Let me tell you, this came at very, very poor timing with my grandmother's situation. So on top of my crap,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't pretty. So, you know.
All right, make sure you eat the mic so we can hear you.
Yeah, okay.
There you go, Bello.
I'm sure the people can hear
you. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they could also watch it.
They got good ears, I'm sure. This is 2022, going to be 2023 in a couple months.
6 months,
crazy.
Baby.
Michael Jordan year. Let's go.
That's
Brooklyn
right.
Brooklyn Nets championships this year.
I don't think so. Kyrie's out.
Well, you know, that kind of reminds me. I know we're kind of off topic on the situation, but, you know, this Kyrie thing has me baffled just because I do want Kyrie to leave, but I'm afraid that the outcome of that would be Kevin Durant not wanting to be here anymore, which means back to the whole, dare I say it, the whole Louis Scola, Brooklyn Nets, the Justin Hamiltons, the Joe Harris when he didn't have a three-point shot yet. I miss Rondé Hollis Jefferson. He was very underrated player. But going back to John.
Dropping out.
John.
Yeah, John, yes. From Pennsylvania.
To any normal person, not me, I would say think very long and hard about what your goal is after you do, you know, what you're going to be doing, and that's dropping out of college, which is a big decision. And I understand that what I did was a big decision that I kind of just
But you're happy now.
So I am very happy where I am at. And I have, I could go back eventually.
Hey, I think Steph Curry just got his degree.
Steph Curry from where?
Yeah, a lot of athletes gotten their degree.
He got his number retired too from.
Yeah, by Davidson.
Yes. Good guy.
So I'm actually looking at these questions.
Yes.
I don't like this one. I just started listening to your podcast. What does the nickname Malibu mean?
Well, the nickname Malibu.
Because you gave it to me, and everyone knows now.
To everyone who is not familiar with, or has not watched the past 2 weeks' episodes, or no, not 2 weeks, because
we didn't do last week.
I didn't do last week. But the last two episodes that I was on, I explained that this story, we went to Atlantic City, we had some fun, got some drinks, gambled a little bit, and I, in my opinion, thought that Doug had too much Malibu to drink. He claims no, I claim yes. It's a never-ending battle. It just goes like this. It's a never-ending rock, paper, scissors game where it always ends on paper. Just nothing happens. It just stays paper. Nothing happens.
See, but everyone calls me Malibu. Yes, I don't mind
but that's
it.
That's not my fault. That I told a story of what happened.
You exaggerated it.
In your opinion, exaggerated. In my opinion, I'm speaking gospel. So that is your opinion, not mine. I know what happened that night. But nevertheless, your coworkers at Costco have dubbed you Malibu Doug.
Malibu, I love it, though. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you love it, but you bring it up to me like it's a problem.
No, it's not. I think it's great. All right, we got someone calling up.
You got a caller. Oh, boy.
We have Dean from Sayreville on the line. Dean?
What's going on, Dean?
How are you? Welcome to the Doug Survival Show.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling.
I'm doing all right.
What's on your mind today?
Not much. I just wonder why the Yankees are the best team in baseball.
Dean, I am the best person to answer this question. Not only do the Yankees have the best pitching since 1996, not only does Aaron Judge fire home runs at a terrific rate, everybody on this team is firing on all cylinders, and we have not had this feeling in New York, well, technically New Jersey, as we are here right now. They are amazing. Not to say that the New York Mets aren't doing good either. We got to give props to our
Well, we all know the Mets are the best team in baseball, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
That is a very, very, very high debate here that I will have with you. I will die on this hill, too. With the Malibu shit, I will throw down with my Yankees.
Yeah? That's how you feel?
I will give you credit. You beat the Dodgers. If you can beat the Dodgers, you can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers are a super-duper team. Not just a super team, a super-duper team. You know what's serious. So, I'm just saying. Yankees are the best team in baseball. You know, Yankees, slipped up a little bit with your Rays. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Isak, did you see that game the other day?
Isak Paredes?
Isak Paredes. It's Isak. This guy, he's from a different country. Oh.
We got someone else. Let's see who's calling. Thanks for your call, Dean.
See you later, Dean.
But it's no caller ID. Did we pick it up?
Did you hear that Tony Gusa, Saragusa died too?
It's probably calling him.
Hold on. We have someone else. Let's see. Hello? We have no idea who that is. Probably a prank call.
Thank you.
All right, Dean, what were you saying?
I said I just heard on the radio Tony Saragusa died.
Who's that?
Tony Saragusa, he was a football player for the Ravens and did some announcing for, I think, NBC or one of those channels on the sidelines for the football games. You never heard of Tony Saragusa?
No.
The big lineman. He played for the Ravens, which he won the Super Bowl with them, with Ray Lewis and all those guys.
All right, let me look it up quick.
Well, I know another Ravens player that died today. Something.
How do you spell his last name?
Jalen Ferguson or
something? Saragusa.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, wow, 55.
Another Raven died today, Jalen Ferguson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, two Ravens died?
Yeah, but this one was still playing.
Oh, a lot of people dying.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sucks. All right, Dean, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys later.
All right, Dean, thank you.
And what's Caleb Swanigan died too?
I know. Well, I read up on that. Did you read up on that?
Yeah.
So apparently, you know.
We actually have someone else.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Doug Strava Show. Who's this?
Hello there.
Hello. What's your name?
How are you?
How are you?
This is DJ Mike on the Afternoon Drive Show from Light FM.
Light FM.
We're DJ Mike. You're on the air. How you feeling today?
I think someone just prank called us. That was a prank call, Kyle.
What the heck was that?
I had no idea. All right.
What is this show right now?
At least we're getting phones.
We're on the air, and then on the phone, we're on the air. On someone else's air?
I don't know.
There's a lot of air going around here.
No, that was probably Brandon on prankdial.com.
That's a thing?
Prankdial.com. You put in someone else's number and all this nonsense. Oh, my God.
Okay, you're going to have to.
What a show so far.
You're going to have to.
See what happens when you tell people to call up?
You are going to have to give me that.
Yeah,
you know,
I will.
I have some ideas.
All right, here's Jessica from Nevada.
What's up, Jessica?
She said, "Hey guys, I'm going through a situation where my best friend is dating a guy." I'm not laughing at Jessica. You know what? Hold on. Let's go to a quick commercial break because I need.
Yeah, let's go through a quick commercial
break. I gotta collect
break.
Myself.
Let me evaluate these questions here.
Whoever prank dialed us. Oh boy, we'll be right back. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. We're going to go to Jessica from Nevada now.
All right.
She said, "Hey, guys, I'm going through a situation where my best friend is dating a guy that I think she could do better. What should I say to her, Kyle?"
I'm going through a situation where my best friend is dating a guy that she that I think she could do better. So basically, I'm looking at you, and I'm like, you're with a girl, then I'm like, oh, he can do so much better.
Yeah, I guess
like,
so, yeah.
She's such a bitch. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, what would you
so
say to me?
Let's
say I was with a girl, and you think, wow, you could do so much better.
You see, I'm fortunate enough to where someone in my life that I call best friend is a female, and I understand that a lot of females, you know, can get in relationships that, you know, they feel unhappy in, but they can't get out of for whatever reason that they may have. I can only just, I can't, through my powers for another person, I could never tell someone, oh, you got to break up with them. Oh, just,
yeah.
You got to just straight up do it. I have to tell them, I have to tell them to evaluate your life and think about what makes you happy and, you know, just, you know, the positives and the negatives and just like try to overcome your feelings of, I don't know if it was, if it's fear, I don't know if it's, you know, it's, I've never been through that situation, so I don't know what someone like that could be feeling. I can only imagine.
But oh, for sure.
I can just only recommend just evaluate yourself and just, you, because you only have yourself at the end of the day. This
obviously,
this is your only body. If you, based on whatever religion that you are, I'm just saying through my personal beliefs, this is, well, this is it. This is the only thing you got.
Yeah, I ain't back to
so if you want to be happy in life, do what makes you happy.
Oh, for sure, I agree with you.
So when it comes to giving advice, I would just gently tell her to just evaluate yourself.
All right, there you go, Jessica. Kyle says evaluate yourself. So let's see what else we got. Who's
good
idea?
Questions. Good,
yeah,
questions.
Good questions, guys. Appreciate the support. Appreciate the emails and all.
I can. Well, I mean, I relate to that one.
So can Kyle outdrink Dougie? That's a fan question.
I don't. Let's see. With how often I drink, I would say no.
Well, it depends on what you drink.
Well, okay, let's take into example. I was in Queens. Was it last Saturday for Governor's Ball? For anyone that doesn't know what that is, that it's a music festival that it gets held at the Citi Field parking lot. I had like four Stellas, two watermelon margaritas. I believe that was it. Might have been one other thing, but I'm not sure. But I think, even with that, I think you can outdrink me. I will be completely honest with that.
Probably. It depends what it is, but yeah, most likely I can.
I mean, I'm not denying it. I will. I'm not that much of a drinker.
I'm only a social drinker. I'm not just getting.
Yeah,
be
that's
like,
what
hey, I'm in a drink.
Yeah, I'd say that too.
Like, when do you see me drink, Kyle?
Only when you're like at Scorantino's.
Yeah, or when I'm not driving, like AC.
True.
I'm not.
Yeah, well, that's when we're having fun. You're not doing.
Yeah, like I'm not. If I'm just like sitting at home watching a game, maybe I'll have a beer. But like, I'm not gonna go to a baseball game and pay $15 for a drink.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Yeah. So I mean, some people do, but I'm not. Like, I'd rather enjoy the game. Like, I saw someone topple down.
I really just want an episode one day of just how terrible stadium prices are.
Yeah, it's gotten bad.
It's so bad. Like, if I let's see. I'm trying to compare it to Philly, because a Coke, Chickie Pete's fries, oh my god, Chickie Pete's fries, I don't know what else, whatever you would get, you would probably a second Coke, probably
something
a second,
like that.
That would
well, luckily
like
for me, when I went to the
30-some dollars.
Yeah, well, luckily for me, when I go to the Prudential Center, sometimes I have the free voucher. They gave me $300 worth of food and drink.
No,
but like,
way.
I didn't spend it on beer. I got like a water or something.
Look
yeah.
at you.
Because yeah, of COVID and all the BS.
Roll out the
tickets.
Red carpet
yeah.
for Doug Saravo.
Yeah.
His food voucher.
Again, you can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting, The Doug Saravo Show. We had technical difficulty from some people. They tell me they go on YouTube, they can't find it. Do not type in Saravo Broadcasting. Do not type in The Doug Saravo Show. That's only for YouTube. No, that's only for the podcast application, Spotify, whatever it may be. Type in my name, Doug Saravo, and I come up on YouTube. If you want to give us a call, but don't prank call us like that one guy.
Or please do.
Yeah, please
I
do
know,
if you want to make
us
laugh.
That was kind of entertaining for me.
It was, but you can call us at 732-806-1911 or call my personal number. Tweet us at Real Doug Saravo or follow us on all social media, Saravo Broadcasting. We are trying to get the Twitter account back active. It hasn't been active since COVID, but we're active on Instagram and Facebook. Let's get to this one, actually. What's the this is for you, Kyle. What's the difference between AEW and WWE?
Do you have 8 hours? Does anyone have 8 hours to spare?
I don't.
Okay, well, let me dumb it down for y'all. All right, so WWE, as we all know, stemmed from WWF, as our older listeners might remember it as. They are, as of today, are catering towards children. And, you know, when I was younger, you know, it was entertaining, it was fun and everything, but I got older, and I, you know, got disinterested.
We all do.
Yes, and I got disinterested in wrestling. So I kind of took a break, just mainly watched Yankees, Jets, Nets, Devils, whatever the heck was on. And I didn't really get back into wrestling until this company called All Elite Wrestling became a thing, which is essentially a competitor to World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, nice.
And they cater towards people like me who are hardcore wrestling fans that like wrestling more than like stage storylines, like what you see like when they're talking to each other, like a backstage interviewer or some sort of thing. It's more that than the actual wrestling part, and I like more wrestling than, you know, that. Because I believe that storytelling should be told in the ring and not just theatrical crap, you know, backstage in the arena. So, and the talent that's also at All Elite Wrestling is much more superior to WWE because...
Well, it's a lot dangerous.
Well, I would say they do a lot more... Because WWE is like limited to what they can do because of, you know, their shareholders, like they have a stock in with Fox and everything. So I guess Fox is like PG.
We have Andrew from Monroe on the line. Andrew,
how you doing today?
Hey, welcome to the show. How are you?
What's up, Andrew?
I'm good, thank you.
What's on your mind today?
Nothing much. It's about the Shore. What do you think the Shore's be like this summer compared to last summer?
Well, I think it's more crowded. I think last year some people were still scared to come out. You still had some regulations. I think the summer's going to be lit this year. I think you're going to have a lot of people that want to go out, enjoy their life, enjoy summer. I went to Headliner. I've been to DJs. It's great. I think Headliner Memorial Day weekend was probably one of the best times I've enjoyed being down at the Shore. I think I'm going Headliner 4th of July weekend. So I think it's going to be great. Kyle, what's your thoughts on the Shore this summer?
Well, I haven't, let's see, it's June. I haven't really...
Well, you went to Porta, right?
I went to Porta. That's in Asbury Park. And it's such a nice, it's a pizza restaurant first. Nice pizza. Margarita pies are like their specialty, I guess, and it tastes amazing. But next to it, they have like a club. And it's my first time like kind of like at a clubby kind of area. And I thought I had a good time. It was a nice place. The drinks were really cheap, actually. And they play good music. I actually knew some people that were there that I didn't know were there. We all had a good time. I want to go back. I've only been there once, and I've been craving to go back. So
nice.
But
the best to go to the show, the best time to go there is after Labor Day and before Memorial Day.
Oh yeah,
in the summer, you gotta go to Headliner. You gotta go to DJs. Gotta go to Bar A, and you gotta go to Donovan's and what's the other club I'm missing?
I've been outside of DJs.
Jenks Club and Jenks or Martell's.
Nice. What's your favorite go-to spot?
My favorite go-to spot?
Mm-hmm.
I have to probably be between DJs and Headliner, but I've been liking Headliner a lot lately.
Yeah.
I think I've been outside of DJs.
Because what I like about Headliner compared to DJs is that it's not too crowded in there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more space to move around compared to DJs. But the one thing I do not like about Headliners is that once you leave, you can't go back in unless you pay to go back in. Compared to DJs where they
stamp you.
They stamp you and you can go back inside if you got to walk out and, you know, take a little break, whether it be just to sit down or stand or have something to eat, you name it, you know.
Always a good time. All right, thanks for your call, Andrew. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for being a fan. Appreciate you.
Thank you for being a fan.
Friend.
Well, now we're going to remix it and be fan. Thank you for being
a All right, that was Andrew from Monroe. Lots of callers today.
You know what I was surprised about? Through that whole call, he did not mention Andrew Cuomo.
That's right. He normally calls up sometimes to tell us about Andrew Cuomo. He doesn't.
I miss that. Bro, the amount of times we would drive in the car and you would bring that up, it just brings back some good memories.
Yeah, it does. Let's see what else we got. We got Sarah from Florida. She wants to know how you can chase a dream without giving up. She wants to be a singer, but she has no idea how to make it. You're trying to be a wrestler, Kyle, right?
Yeah, and just like I feel like wrestling is the same as singing in regards to the impossible that you're trying to reach for.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have a lot of will and, you know, if you believe in yourself, you know, it took me a long time to actually have confidence in myself doing anything in life.
Bussing tables, too?
Bussing tables. Even with that, I don't know if you're trying to make that a joke or not, but even
No, I'm just saying, because when you first started, you were serving.
Well, it's my first job, still is my job, and I hope to try to improve as much as I can. But in regards to what Sarah from Florida with singing, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Because when you do, that's when it's over. That's when you regret it. When you're 57, you're like, oh, I could have been a singer. But now I just knit on my lazy boy couch.
Well, what about me? Look what I'm doing.
Well, you're doing your dream. You're living it right now.
Yeah, but I could've...
But we can only strive to go bigger.
I could have given up.
That's why I'm saying.
I can't give up.
Crap, your crap, Sarah's crap.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't think people realize how hard it can take to get to where they want to be. Like, look at me for an example. I'm in a career, or I'm in a position where there could be no tomorrow.
True.
Realistically, there could be no tomorrow.
You can be driving down Route 9 one day and look up in the sky and be like, oh, that's a pretty common, and then boom!
Well, no, I was also talking about the career.
Well, I'm also saying...
But yeah, life is short.
Tomorrow, you know.
Life is short. You don't know if tomorrow's promised. But think about it. I'm in a position where, if I'm lucky, it could happen tomorrow. It could happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Or I may not get my dream job 5 years from now, 10 years from now. All these guys in the entertainment business start all the way from the bottom. Sometimes
you know where
Chris
Pratt started? He started in Southern California as a server, making $1.25 an hour, starving actor. And look where he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I can't wait for that. That just brought that up. I love Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I love my Marvel movies.
So, pros and cons of working in a restaurant is another fan question. Pros?
I want you to go first.
Oh, the pros?
Please go first. All right.
Well, one of the pros is, you know, meeting good friends.
Yes, I agree.
That's this is how Dougie and Espo got started.
Pros.
Making tips, making good money sometimes.
Yeah, especially now when I'm a server.
$400
in 4 days.
Hey. Nice.
But hey, any lucky female, I got the money. One-on-one date, the Red Lobster.
All right, cons. Walking into dishes not clean, piling up for you. People leaving throughout their shift. Can't take a break.
What was the first one?
When I was a dishwasher, I would walk into dishes and dishes piled up from the morning shift, and I would have to wash them.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Wow.
What are your cons? Oh, actually... There was a
working
time.
With negative people.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Working with negative people is like the most con of cons.
Well, one of the things is when the customers yell at you like it's your fault.
Well, thank God that I have a nice, charming voice because I...
Yeah, but I...
Knocking on wood, touching on white because apparently these Neanderthals that are 18 and below think it's now knock on wood, touch white now. But I have never had that problem.
There was a situation where I was food running, and I go out to the guy. I was like, all right, here's your soup. You know, enjoying the soup. That was at, let's say, 5:30. I think Kayla put on the ticket, or maybe it was Steph. 5:45 is for the food or something.
Mm-hmm.
5:45 comes. I bring out the guy his food. I think it was a burger. I don't remember. And he told me, the one thing I hate the most is when people bring out my food and I'm not done with my soup. It's not my fault it took you 20 minutes to eat soup.
I think I remember that, and every time that I serve, I have that in the back of my mind because I always make sure I don't always remember because, nobody's perfect. I always forget to put the wait for appetizers button sometimes. Not a lot. I'm pretty good with that, but like sometimes I do, and sometimes people get mad, but a lot of the times with me, at least, I've had understanding people.
Yeah.
Thank God, at least. Because, you know, I've had my fair... Did I tell you about this table I had the other day?
No.
She comes... it was a man and a woman. They sit down. I go over to them. I do my spiel. And they're like, do you guys have lasagna?
At an Italian restaurant?
And I'm like, no, we don't have lasagna. And they're like, what? You don't have lasagna? At an Italian restaurant? What kind of a place is this? And I'm like, I'm sorry, but we have other pasta options. Like, I didn't know what to say to her.
And well, that's only like, a special.
Yeah. I swear to God, I've only seen lasagna 5 years there, only seen lasagna there once, and that happened like a month ago.
Joe tried making lasagna once.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe tried making it once.
Was it good?
I'm not going to go there. We know how he cooks. We know how he cooks.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we all know.
The producer just walked in. Is everything okay? There's not a mob outside trying to attack us or nothing?
No, well, he was going about the questions.
Oh, okay. All right. Why, do we have more?
We have James from Monroe on the line. James?
Yeah, I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it like working with each other?
Oh, I thought it was great. Kyle is a great worker. He did everything.
Some days it was good. Some days it makes me want to slam my head in a wall. Some days, you know. I cherish the days with me, you, and Mike.
Yeah.
So... You know, I always look back on that. I miss you getting attacked by Adele. That was fun.
For those bad.
I don't know if you told the story.
He used to get me with the hose all the time.
Yeah, it was mostly Doug's fault, but he never wants to admit that. But we'll move
whatever
past
you gotta
that.
Say. Whatever you gotta
I,
say.
I, you know, I just want to get my point in. You know, you have there's a pattern. Look, Malibu, Adele. There's a pattern.
what?
Because you don't want to admit things sometimes.
I do, but the guy got... No, because he got mad because I put the dish there.
Okay.
Instead of pushing it all the way down to him, but I had to go run the
Here's
food, so
context.
I can't really get the blame
Here's
for that.
Some context, because I'm a witness. I see you. We're working. We're bussing. You bring a dish over to the dishwasher thing.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how it's set up. All right. Let me paint a picture for y'all. Let me turn my mic this way. All right, so... Here's a bin for the liquid. Above that is a bin for the utensils.
Yeah.
And off to the side and going forward, that's the line for the dishwashing, you know, thing to get clean and crap. So he puts it at the very beginning of it. And mind you, Adele's no spring chicken. He's like 67 years old.
I had to run food.
He's got bad sciatica. I can tell by the way he was walking.
I had to go run the food, though.
I understand, but you could have just, you know, used some oomph and elbow grease to, you know, help the guy out. The
yeah,
dude's suffering.
I
his
do.
Hair.
We got along sometimes.
He lost half his hair. He has bad sciatica.
All right, we have another caller.
Oh, we do.
All right, thank you for your call, James. We have Brandon Schwartz from Marlboro on the line. Brandon?
What's going on, Brandon?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
How are
doing
you?
All right.
So listen, tomorrow we got a very special event going on in New York. We got the NBA draft going on. Are you guys excited for the NBA draft?
I think it should be decent.
I'm very excited just to see where my boy Paolo Banchero goes.
You know, there's a lot of talk about Banchero. Now they're saying he might not even go one. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's baloney because, in my opinion, I've watched him play a couple times. Not all, I'll admit. But he reminds me, I don't know if you see this, but he reminds me a little bit of Jason Tatum.
I could see that. Yeah, he kind of looks like him a little bit too.
Yeah, and just by the way, I see him. I think I saw him play against Kansas. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But the game that I was watching, he was balling out, and I'm like, this dude is NBA ready. And I'm not the only one, because I read a report that there have been other agents or whoever have said that he is NBA ready over, you know, the consensus number one pick that the Orlando Magic have, which is Chet Holmgren.
I think he's going number one.
I think that it's a big mistake, just because he needs muscle. You see the dude's arms, you can literally use them as chopsticks. So I feel like if they do draft Chet Holmgren at number one, that's a project. That's a Kristaps Porzingis situation.
Yeah, I feel you on that. But I was wondering, do you think the Knicks should trade? You know, there was talk going around Twitter and stuff that the Knicks would trade Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, and the 11th pick for the 7th pick from Portland. Would you do that trade if they accepted it?
I would do that. I mean, I know that the Knicks are interested also in, what's his name? Jalen,
Jaden Ivey?
Backup point guard, Dallas Mavericks.
Oh,
Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I understand that they're very much interested in having him, but, you know, with also the Kyrie situation. But as with this trade, you know, if you got to move pieces, you know, for people, like, I mean, if you want to take up that risk, I wouldn't of Kyrie Irving. You got to move some people. So you got to take a lot to do a lot. So,
yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. But I think it's going to be a fun draft. I mean, a lot of interesting talent that could be, and you know, especially the guy from Rutgers, Ron Harper Jr., you know, that, you know, who knows where he's going to go. That's going to be, wherever he goes, it's going to be interesting.
Do you know where he's projected?
Second round?
Yeah. Well, I really hope because Bobby, who's a friend of ours, who misguides us in Atlantic City, he goes to all these Rutgers games, and all he talks about is, oh, that Ron Harper Jr. So,
well, when we went to Headliner, Geo Baker was there.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Is Geo Baker in this draft?
I think so.
I don't. He's probably
Geo
not.
Geo Baker. Wait a second. I was at Headliner too that night.
Oh, you were? Oh yeah,
wait. No way, Doug. Were you there?
Yeah, I was.
Well, oh my god, I didn't see you.
I'm surprised. I had lots of people there, like asking for my photo and taking pictures with me.
Yeah. Next, listen. Next time I see you, there, I want to take a picture with you because you're, you know, I find you, you're a famous guy. I want you in my.
Your collection.
I want you in my collection.
Yeah, I'd be down. See, as long as I'm not with family, I don't take photos. But I'll sign. I'll take a quick photo for you. Don't be afraid to bother me next time.
Yes. Well, it was good talking to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for your call.
Nice,
I appreciate the support.
Too, Brandon.
All right, take care, Brandon. Thank you. All right, we got lots of callers in.
Yeah, that was fun. I when is the NBA draft?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
He said it.
The Nets don't have to do anything.
No. I mean, I think Cavs are at 14.
Cavs are at 14?
Yeah.
I don't know about that Chet Holmgren, bro. I don't know. I've been hearing about him since I was like 14.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And Zion.
So someone sent me a tweet. They want to know whose idea was it for Dougie and Espo.
I think Dougie and Espo was created at a meta game.
It was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked about it. It was that game where, like, Flores, that one.
Oh, yeah, when we did the vlog.
Yeah, that was when we did
the 3-minute vlog we did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure either on the train ride or while we were sitting down watching the game, I think we were talking about doing a podcast.
Yeah.
But I came up with the title.
Did you?
I think I came up with the title.
I don't remember. I knew it was Doug Saravo Show, and I knew you said something about we got to do a different name for when it's just us.
Yeah, for whatever reason, my mind says I came up with Doug and Espo. So technically, this is my show.
Yeah, it probably was. But this is my show. You're just the co-host.
It's half and half.
Half and half, yeah, it is. Again, if you're just joining us, you can call us at 732-806-1911, tweet us at RealDougSoravo, or follow us on all social media at Soravo Broadcasting. Follow us on all your podcast applications. The Doug Soravo Show is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll have much more to get to. We'll be back. All right, we are back on the Doug Soravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Again, if you're just joining us, you can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Soravo Broadcasting, the Doug Soravo Show. When you type it on YouTube, you just type it, Doug Soravo Show. We got another call, it looks like.
Oh, boy.
We have Matt from Jupiter, Florida on the line. Matt, how are you today?
How's it going, Doug? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for the call. What's on your mind today, buddy?
So, I just was wondering what your thoughts are about any new thoughts on Trump and Biden. I guess I heard Trump won't be running in 2024, or maybe DeSantis will be. So, should be interesting. I mean, he's done a great job for Florida, so I'd like to hear what you have to say about all that, and you know, of course, how Biden, I guess, give your thoughts on Biden right now and how he's done.
Well, Biden does. Kyle mentioned it 2 weeks ago. Biden does give us a lot of entertainment.
He does.
But his policy,
bro. Did you see the latest thing?
Yeah, he was
him
like
falling
shocked.
Over the bike.
He fell off a bike. Yeah, that is bad.
Oh my lord.
But yeah, honestly, I think Trump has said that he wants to run. But he really hasn't mentioned it specifically that he is for sure. He just keeps saying a lot of people will be happy with the decision I made. He teases it a lot, but I am not sure if he is going to run. I think he'll be 78 years old, so it all varies. I mean, previously interviews he had, he mentioned, you know, if we take back the Senate, take back the House in 2022, I probably won't run. And he's mentioned if they don't. He said everything varies on 2022, so I think we'll have an answer early 2023. Kyle, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, politics, yeah. Like I said, I steer away from politics. But, you know, I, in my, you know, opinion, so much money that he's given to Ukraine. I mean, I'm just saying, these gas prices are too damn high. I remember when it was like $3.
Yeah, it rose.
$3, and there was sun and flowers growing from the sky, and everyone's singing songs, and everyone's happy. All of a sudden, this crap happens, inflation, everyone's depressed and sad.
Yeah, they were wrong about that. Matt, you're in Jupiter, right? Jupiter, Florida?
Yeah, it's
what
funny.
What is the gas prices for you?
I was just about to tell you that, because it's funny you guys asked. Literally just yesterday, I went to the pump, and every single place was $4.99.
On the cusp of $5.
Florida is about to hit $5.
Now, well, it probably would be $5, but they're probably like, all right, we'll take a penny off to make it look not as bad, you know?
In our part of town, we were about to hit $5, but now it's back down to like $4.86, I saw.
Yeah. Well, South Amboy hit $5. It was like $5.10.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Is Ron DeSantis, you live in Florida, so you know all about Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
I think he will run for president. Are you guys worried that they may try and not have him run for president?
I'm not worried at all, you know. There's no reason, but if you mean concerned, I wouldn't even say I'm concerned either, actually, because, you know, if he runs for president, that's great. If he doesn't, still have Ron as governor of Florida, and he's done a great job, and you know, everyone in Florida pretty much loves him. Loves what the job he's done. So it's really not too much of a problem. But I think if DeSantis doesn't run, then maybe I think Trump will, or and vice versa. Maybe if Trump doesn't, then DeSantis will. So I think you have that buffer. The problem, the thing when I would start to be concerned is if maybe neither runs for president, and then you're kind of looking, you're wondering, you know, who you're gonna have next. But yeah. I'm sure they'll probably get someone who could capture that same audience that President Trump and Governor DeSantis have been able to capture. But I think one of them will. So I don't think there's any concern there yet about that.
So the Floridians have no concern about anything yet. They believe that it will be Trump or DeSantis repping in 2024.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, that's the overall general consensus. I mean, you go over, especially in Jupiter with all the boats here.
The amount of
and DeSantis flags and not Biden and, you know, anti-Biden flags. You got people going around. So yeah, that's definitely the notion that's going on down here. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's like that everywhere else.
So Kyle has his hand up. He has a question. I don't know if it's for me or you.
It's open to both of you just because I like discussion. How do you feel about Disney versus DeSantis?
I think he's right in a way. I mean, I don't really live
does
near
it like
Disney.
Deter you at all? Just because what I've been seeing online in the news about Disney and then the governor or whoever taking away Disney's thing.
Well, he has every right to if he wants to do that.
No, I know, but like we're people that probably grew up with like Disney stuff. Like, doesn't that like deter you away or have like some sort of opinion on it, like some sort of negative opinion on it?
I think
Matt's the one from Florida, so let's hear Matt's side of the story.
I actually really haven't heard anything about anything between the two. But I could tell you that it's funny that you said that again, that how growing up with Disney, you know, was a big thing. But I mean, hey, Disney, I think, you know, Disney is not a good company. We just got to put it that way. You know, what they stand for is if they ever did, you know, I think maybe they kind of reveal themselves more the past whatever years. But you know,
yeah,
DeSantis.
Are you familiar with what I'm trying to, or what I was talking about? The whole thing with like Disney promoting like LGBTQ, and then the whoever, I don't know if it, I could be totally wrong with DeSantis, but like someone in Florida was like nah, and you know the whole thing with Disney in Florida.
I don't know if I heard anything about that, but I'm saying it's the same concern is that what Disney's, you know, been doing. I mean, you know, someone has been having to put, you know, needs to put some kind of a stop to that, be kind of a leader against Disney, because, you know, it's the people are certainly aren't doing it, although the people really should be kind of keeping them in check, you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, this whole, it's been a whole problem with Disney and just a whole lot of other companies just basically controlling the rhetoric in America and kind of bending things to their way. So I don't have any problem with DeSantis doing that. I back him 100% if that's what he's doing. And you know, I think you know it's enough is enough, and I think it's, you know, someone had to come up and say that, and if it was him, good on him.
All right, so if I have a question for you and then I'll let you go, but I want to get to Kyle. Are you talking about the Do Not Say Gay bill that was going on?
I believe that is.
All right, that was like where third graders can't learn about like sexuality.
I don't know. Well, I swear to Lord, there was a
yeah,
thing
he
Disney.
Did something like he like, I think it was like with tax benefits or something.
I don't know. I will have to check up.
Hold
on.
So, I mean, Matt, while I looked this up because I like the fan interaction. My question for you is, how happy are you with DeSantis standing against Biden?
Oh yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, everyone should. I mean, and he's not the only one. And I think you're gonna see a lot of that, and as you should. and it's, you know, it's not just going to be from the Republican Party. At least it shouldn't. I think the outrage should be from, you know, unanimously from both sides. I remember when President Trump lost and Biden came in, that election, I was wondering, you know, how that could happen. But I think I think that may be a grace of God, almost a blessing in disguise that Biden got it. So maybe, you know, let America see what they're choosing by choosing. I keep on every year with the same platform of you know, that Biden had, that maybe, you know, Hillary had, Bernie, and, you know, have them just totally mess it up so badly within 4 years that, you know, there'll be people maybe start to open their eyes.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you, Doug. God bless.
All right. You too. God bless. Right,
Matt. Good night.
So it looks like it says, this is a quote from Ron: people who criticize me saying you're punishing Disney are also saying we're going to relieve Disney of $766 million in debt. How would that be a punishment? DeSantis said at a news conference in Sanford. It makes no sense that that would be the case. So it looks like I'm not really sure what the full... it says the taxpayers in the district are Disney and fewer than 60 people who live in the city. I guess they're separate. Because here's something from factcheck.org. So I guess Disney self-governs themselves.
Yeah,
so
they were until I think.
Yeah, they and I took guess I guess Disney had special privileges, and DeSantis wasn't allowing that.
Right.
So, but I'll look more into it, and we could discuss it on another episode. But yeah, I think this was a great episode, Kyle. We had lots of callers.
Yeah, and a lot of good questions
too. Yeah.
Is there any that we left out?
How did you and Kyle meet? The restaurant. I just started listening to your podcast. What does his nickname Malibu mean? Pros of cons of working in a restaurant. Can Kyle help drink Dougie? What's the difference between AEW and WWE? Yeah, it looks like. Well, I pulled up some of the tweets on my phone.
And you got tweets.
Matt just tweeted us. Please thank Kyle for me as well. So. Matt appreciates you.
No problem, sir.
But yeah, this is a great show. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, this is great. I don't have any more tweets. 5:48. Kyle's meeting with his friends at 6.
Yes, sir.
So
we got a huge GTA event tonight. Grand Theft Auto 5, for those who have not.
Oh, nice. So did you see that tweet I put out?
What tweet?
It's like, don't have to worry about that with Kyle Esposito because his music sucks.
Okay, this is another debate. Is this how we're going to end the show?
Yeah, let's end the show
with
this.
I will drop the mic on this one, I swear to God. Folks, Douglas.
Kyle.
Lovable guy.
Great guy.
Great person. Couldn't ask for a better friend.
Best
friend.
We'll
do anything for you. We'll take you to baseball games.
Pay for your tab, all the good stuff.
We'll even play a weird binging noise in the middle of your monologue.
No, I'm posting. I'm posting the tweet.
Wow!
So okay. People can see it.
But with all those good things, there is one bad quality that sticks out, and that is your taste in music. I like every kind of music: metal, rap, country.
I like every bit too. But
everything above the sun.
You don't play the songs I want to hear, so I have to.
Give me 1 second, folks. Give me 1 second. I will literally get my fat ass up and show you.
Hold on. I'm looking for the tweet. Right. I sent this to my
phone. I don't know
phone.
If this will have good pictures.
Oh, here
not,
it is.
But let me have a good representation. Of
no, but
let's
show the tweet to the people. And then you could go up.
I don't know if it displays it, but if you look right...
You might want to move it up a little bit for those who are watching.
You see it right there? there?
Yeah, I see it.
What does that say?
Mixed songs?
No, right here. The number, 4,000.
Oh, yeah, 4,000. Okay.
I have over 4,400 songs in my likes, a.k.a. my playlist, however you want to go by it. And he doesn't listen to a single thing. He's pressed skip more times on in my car. I thought I was gonna have to replace the button. You pressed it so many times.
Malibu.
I was just so surprised. I listen to everything, and there's nothing that he likes. What is wrong with you?
I like certain songs.
Okay, so how I described it was that he only likes songs that have an underdog story to it.
Like what? Let's hear one. For real, let's hear one.
I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. You put me on the spot here. You play that Big Sean song a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
is this... Well... Then when see this is what happens when this is what I think when I hear your songs, this is what happens when you play the music you play. This is what happens. So I have to skip them.
Every single one of my friends will happily disagree with you.
Get them on the show.
Oh my God, that's
let's
a great
have a
idea.
Debate. Let's have a live table discussion. Have more
oh
people come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Doug, you gave me the greatest idea. I'm going to have to run it by him tonight. Oh, my God. That would be a good idea.
Have them come over my house. I'm sure I know who they are. Have them come over my house.
Yeah, it's going
to...
Well, yeah.
Move the table in the middle. I don't have to worry about the laptop. James can do it. James can produce the show. I don't have to worry about anything except having people over my house and debating you and your friends on the best music.
Yes. Yes. I am down for that. And I'm sure they would be too.
Yeah. Again, thank you for listening to us on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting. The Doug Saravo Show. This has been a great episode. Kyle, I truly enjoyed it.
I love this. This was one of my favorites.
Oh, I was wondering what you're doing. What, your light in the sky? Your phone light?
In the arms of the angels.
Again, thank you for supporting the Doug Saravo Show, Saravo Broadcasting. And all those involved with Saravo Broadcasting. Kyle, before we go, you got any final thoughts?
If you were a loved one.
No, give final thoughts about the show.
No, I thought this was a great show. Thank you for everyone that submitted a question, submitted a tweet.
Yeah, thank you for everyone that called up.
That was a really good time.
Yeah. I think we should do this live more often than pre-record it.
Yeah, this was...
Have more people call up. Like that would be...
We should definitely mix it in every once
in
a while.
Yeah, that would be Dougie and Espo. We have people call up. We just want to thank Jessica from Nevada, John from Pennsylvania, Sarah from Florida for your emails.
Emus?
And if you're watching on YouTube, here is the Michael Lepore tribute video. We miss you, Mikey. This tribute is for you. And as Season 5 ends, the conclusion of Season 5, the last episode of Season 5, I think it's going to be sometime in August, there will be a recap video of Season 5, and there will be a new Michael Lepore tribute video. It's going to be great in his memory. Mikey, we miss you. So here is the Michael Lepore tribute video. You can watch it on YouTube. Doug Saravo Show, Kyle Esposito. Wait, I should have said Doug Saravo, Kyle Esposito, Dougie and Espo on the Doug Saravo Show. Here is the Michael Lepore tribute video, only on YouTube. Where is it? Hold on. I don't even know where it's at.
Doing it live, folks. Doing it live.
Hold on. Where is it? Oh, there we go.
We got it now.
We got it. A tribute to Michael.